situations, bad things, things that didn't happen, the money that didn't show up, the healing that didn't show up as when we wanted it. And our mind tends to go to the negative, but that's not what the Lord wants us to know. He wants to know when we truly trust and believe him, on our worst day, yes. On our worst day ever, we are redeemed, yes. We are forgiven, yes. We have been brought back out of the hand of the enemy, yes. We are loved by God, he is with us. I mean, so we have to get to the place that whatever it is, Lord, I just want to bless the Lord. Yes. I want to bless the Lord. And David tells us to thank God and to bless God with all that is within us. Yes. You know, and sometimes when we have a lack of praise, a lack of thanksgiving in our hearts, it's because we have forgotten and been ungrateful, yeah. And taken the blessings of God for granted. And, you know, it's just like, you know, your family members, you take them for granted, you know, they're there all the time, they're just going to be there and whatever. And not that you don't love them, but you just, well, they're just there. Yes. And you begin to take advantage because, you know, they're just family. Yes. But we don't want to be that way.
That's right.
A lack of thankfulness and praise to God is the result of taking his blessings for granted. So we don't want to be in that position. We don't want to take God for granted. We want to continue to bless him at all times. So go with me to Psalms 103, because I can't get away from it. So I might as well go on with it. Psalms 103, we're going to do verses 1 and 2. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Yes.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. So this is where the Lord is telling us, I want you to bless me. Bless my name all, with all that is within you. And the New Living Translation says, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. Says, let all that I am, everything that I am, let all of it, every part of me, let everything within me bless and praise the Lord. That is what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to be in that position that we can thank him, that we can praise him, bless his holy name.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. And the New Living Translation says, I just said it. Yes. Let all that is within me. That's what he wants us to do. And we are commanded to bless the Lord. We are commanded to praise the Lord, and we are to praise him continually. These are the things the Lord's telling us to do. Why? Because he knows situations are coming up in our lives. He knew it before we even born the things that we were going to face. He knew that and already planned your answer, your way out, before the foundation of the world. So he wants us to get to the place, I'm going to praise God because I believe his word.
Yes.
I believe it's already done no matter what it is. Yes, some things we go through are hard. We don't want to go through them. We don't want to face it. But he says, if you can get to the place that you can bless the Lord, all my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I mean, when David wrote this psalm, he was really thankful to the Lord for what God had done for him.
Yes.
Because David had really sinned. He had done some really terrible things. And he had been forgiven. The Lord had forgave him. And he was shouting to the rooftop, I bless you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I magnify you, Lord, because I've been forgiven. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Every part of my being, I want to bless the Lord. All that was in me, I want to praise the Lord. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. Saints, if we can get to that place and know, you know, as we go through our life, our everyday life, sometimes things happen that we really don't want. They don't make us happy. We don't wake up in the morning and say, well, I'm so glad that happened. No, you have some days that things happen that don't make you feel that way. You know, but when we know that we can bless the Lord when we are disappointed by somebody, can we bless the Lord when situations are going wrong? Can we bless the Lord when we were supposed to get that promotion or supposed to get that extra money, supposed to get whatever the Lord had, what was deemed for us, and we didn't get it? Can we still bless the Lord? Can we bless the Lord when we've been hurt, when we've been wounded? I mean, by friends, by family members.
Yes.
Can we still Bless the Lord. Situations coming up in your life, you know, and you know, sometimes I know with some situations come up, bless the Lord is not the first thing that comes to my mind. I'm just speaking truthfully. I know that's not the first thing that comes to my mind, but I have to get a grip and catch myself and say, wait a minute. You know who you are. You are a child of God. You are the righteousness of God. So make the correction. But I'm telling you, being truthful, sometimes bless the Lord is not the first thing that comes to my mouth, that comes to my mind. But I know, according to the word of God, I need to bless him in everything. I need to praise the Lord in everything. Can you bless the Lord when you're tied up in traffic? Can you bless the Lord when you're at, and when you're riding behind, you know, you pick the lane and say, okay, this lane is moving fast. You move over, you jump into that lane, and it comes to a screeching halt. You get over to the side, you say, well, this side's moving fast. And I did this yesterday. And then that lane comes to a screeching halt. Lord, thank you. Because the first thing that comes to mind is not, Lord, I thank you. But we have to get to that place where we make that correction. Say, Lord, I bless your name. I praise you in all things, in everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you bless the Lord when somebody gives you a finger gesture that's not saying, thank you, Jesus? You know, and they happen. Can you still bless the Lord and not give them that finger reaction back? You know what I mean? These are normal. This is bringing it down to our everyday life. Can you bless the Lord when those situations happen? Hallelujah. Can you bless the Lord when there's a loss in your life? You know, a loved one, which was hard for us when my mom went to be with the Lord. But we had to get to the place where we have to thank and praise and bless the Lord. Can you bless him when you lose a job, when your paycheck's no longer there, and you know the bills are piling, and you need the money? Can you bless him then? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Hallelujah. Can you bless the Lord when you've been lied on? Can you bless the Lord when you've been lied to? You know, and I was just speaking that today. I said, I don't know why people have a tendency to want to lie to me. I mean, this place doesn't need a lie. Just tell me the truth. I'm not going to bite your head off. Just, you know what I mean? But can we still bless the Lord? When you know they're talking to you and you know they're lying. You know they're lying. Can you still bless the Lord? Yes, Lord. And you know what he does? He holds my tongue, which is a good thing. Because I can, and I know I have a tendency to snip, but he's working on me. I am thankful. He's working on me. Y'all should be thankful too. But he's you know, the Lord is good. But can we be thankful when we have a boss that, you know, you wish they wouldn't come to work ever again in life? Amen. You know, can we bless the Lord when you have, you know, employees or co-workers that work your last nerve? Can we bless the Lord? Yes. Can I bless the Lord when I have two babies and they're both screaming at the same time and there's one in the middle wanting my attention? Yes. And I call on the Lord all the time. Can we bless the Lord? You know, we all have been graced to do the job that we do. You know, because I had one, it was a grandparent, he dropped off his child, and he almost threw the baby at me. He said, please take him. I don't know how you do it. He said, I've had him for a half an hour, and I can't stand it. And he said, take him. But I've been graced. Wow. You know, I said, you know, go ahead. He's fine. He's screaming and howling. I've been graced to hear that. You know what I mean? And I found out I have tuned it out. Yeah. Yes. And then finally I realized, oh, somebody's crying. Wait, who is it? You know, because I've locked it out. I've been graced to do that. Yes. Other people say, I can't do it. I don't know how you do it. Well, I don't know how you do your job. Yeah. You know what I mean? You've been graced to handle irate customers and clients and things that I can't deal with. So we're all graced. So when we're, now that we know that we've graced, when things come up, we can say, Lord, I thank you. I bless your name. I glorify your name. And so when the things that come up that shouldn't come up, we now know, Lord, I'm going to bless your name. I'm going to praise you. So I want you to go with me to Hebrews 13 and 15, and I'm going to read in a few translations. And in the King James, Hebrews 13 and 15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. See, the Lord wants us to praise him because praising the Lord pleases God. Yes. So if we want to do things that please him, let's begin to praise him. So in the Amplified says, through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. Sometimes when situations are happening in your life, it's going to be a sacrifice of praise because you are not feeling it at all. I mean, there was nothing around your heart that's telling you to praise the Lord that you want to respond to, but it comes when it's a sacrifice of praise. Lord, I'm going to praise you in spite of how I'm feeling right now. I'm going to praise you because right now I feel like punching him in the face, but I'm going to praise you. And as opposed to using my fist, I'm going to let the sacrifice of praise, because I don't feel like it and I want to deal with this, but you tell me to offer up the sacrifice of praise. So that's the sacrifice of praise. When things are happening that's not to your liking, a sacrifice of praise. You know, sometimes you look around and everything is, the house is a wreck, and you just don't feel like doing it. Lord, this is time when I'm going to really offer up that sacrifice of praise so you can give me the strength that I need to get this work done. Yeah. Sacrifice of praise when the kids are running around like they've lost their last mind. You know, Lord, I'm offering up this sacrifice of praise because I don't want to string my children up. Right. Sacrifice of praise. Yes. You got to do that sometimes because it gets tough, it gets rough. Yeah. But when we get that sacrifice of praise going on and the Lord begins to lift and bring peace and settle your spirit, say, Lord, I thank you that I took that time. And I do take it. I said, look, I'll be right back. I got to take a break. I got me and the Lord. We need a quick talk. We all right? You straighten me out, and I'll be back, and I can deal with you. My sacrifice of praise. Okay. Sacrifice of praise when things are not quite right with you and your spouse, and you know one says one thing, one says the other. Sacrifice of praise, Lord. I'm praising you because I know you're bringing peace in this situation. I know you're bringing wisdom in this situation. So I'm offering up the sacrifice of praise. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord when the jobs are being phased out. And when you don't feel like praising the Lord, sacrifice of praise. Yes. Sacrifice of praise. And the Moffat translation said, and by him let us constantly offer praise to God as our sacrifice. That is the fruit of lips that celebrate his name. Lord, I am offering up this sacrifice of praise in the name of Jesus. In your name, Jesus, I'm offering up this praise to you because I can't deal with this on my own. But when he says, when the Lord says, I want you to praise me, when he says, just bless the Lord. That's what he said, just bless the Lord. Not a fancy title, he said, but bless the Lord. And that's what I needed on this morning, just bless the Lord. And you may need, you may be fine today, but when it comes, he said, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. The message says, let's take our place outside with Jesus. No longer pouring out the sacrificial blood of animals, but pouring out sacrificial praises from our lips to God in Jesus' name. Just begin to offer up that sacrifice of praise. That was the message. That's right. Every believer must offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, all the time. Why does he give us that scripture to continually offer up the sacrifice of praise? Because he knows you're going to need it. He knows you're going to need his strength. You're going to need his direction. You're going to need his peace. You're going to need his grace. You're going to need his favor when situations happen. So he says, your way out, offer up that sacrifice of praise. So no matter what it is, praise the Lord in the good times, praise the Lord in the bad times. No matter what, hallelujah, we are going to bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, because when there's a sacrifice of praise, you worship the Lord in spite of your own fleshly feelings. I mean, because your feelings, your flesh is rising up and things happening. Say, no, it's a sacrifice. Sacrifice of praise as you worship the Lord in spite of how you really feel, in spite of what you really want to do, in spite of what the devil's telling you to do. And you know sometimes you go throughout the day and he is screaming, hit him, hit him, hit him, hit him. You know, that's his job, but our job is to say, no, you're not my daddy. I'm not going to listen to my flesh. I'm offering up the sacrifice of praise. The Lord told me to do continually to offer up the sacrifice of praise. Go with me to Psalms 9. We're going to read Psalms 9, 1 through 4, part E. It says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing and praise thy name, O thou most high, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou hast maintained my right and my cause. You are standing up for me when situations are wrong and people are doing you wrong. Lord, I'm going to praise you in this situation because I know you're standing up for me. I know you got my back, and you're going to take care of this situation for me. The Amplifier said, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth, recount, and tell aloud all your marvelous works and wonderful deeds. I will rejoice in you and be in high spirits. That's what happened today. It just hit me over there in that chair. When he told me, he said, count. I said, okay, count. High spirits. That's what happened when I was sitting over there. Hallelujah. In high spirits, I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before you. You have maintained my right and my cause. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord is doing for us, saints of God. I tell you, gangbusters. It's all in my mind now. It's gangbusters. And I said, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, we will offer up that sacrifice of praise. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Exercise the weapon in your fight against Satan and his forces. What is that weapon? Sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Your enemies will have to turn around. They're going to have to stop. The situation is going to have to turn around on your job. Situations have to turn around in your health. Situations have to turn around in your finances. When you offer up the sacrifice of praise and continue to declare the word of the Lord, believe the word of God. Believe what God says is yours. Believe it. Believe his word. Lord, I believe your word. I will continually stand on your word. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. Hallelujah. And I don't know if I gave this immediately, but Psalms 107:22 says, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to praise his name. No matter what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like, what you're hearing, begin to offer up the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I will continue to bless your holy name. And Pastor and I were shopping, and we read this sign, and it says, when a door closes, praise God in the hallway. I'll tell you, that just blessed me. When somebody slams the door, just begin to praise God in the hallway. What does that tell you? Continually bless the name of the Lord. No matter where it is, no matter what's going on, a door slammed in your face, fine, I'm praising God in the hallway. I'm going to keep on praising God until I see a change, until I see what I say. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Continue to praise the Lord in that hallway like it's already done, that you already see the change. You already see the deliverance. You already see the financial breakthrough. Praise him in the hallway. Just praise him in the hallway. No matter where it is, you continue to bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When the money looks funny, continue to praise the Lord until you see the breakthrough. Until the breakthrough hits, hallelujah. Because he said, wealth and riches shall be in my house. So what am I going to do? I'm praising him in the hallway until I see the wealth show up. No matter what it is, hallelujah. Sacrifice of praises, hallelujah. While you begin to receive what has already been preordained, predestined for you. While you're waiting, praise him in the hallway. While you're standing, praise him in the hallway. You're hearing words that you don't like, praise him in the hallway. No matter what it is, hallelujah. Yeah. Sacrifice and praise when the bills are due, praise him in the hallway. Lord, I know you got this taken care of. I know you knew before I was born that this bill was going to come up. You knew this situation was going to come up. I believe your word. I believe your word that says you will supply my every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I believe your word. I will stand on your word. I know you're going to give me the wisdom that I need. I know you're going to have me in the right place at the right time. I know I will hear, listen, and receive what you have because I believe your word. I believe God. What does he say? Bless the Lord. Just bless the Lord. No matter what it is, what is the Lord telling us today? Just bless me. Bless me. Praise me. Praise my name. Just let's lift it up before him. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord while you're in pain. While you are waiting for that manifestation, you keep on blessing the Lord. And going to praise him in the hallway. I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like. I know I'm already healed. I'm already healed. Pain, you're going to have to line up. Symptoms, you're going to have to line up. What you see in the mirror, you are going to have to line up. I'm already healed. I'm praising him in the hallway. I don't even care. I'm praising because it's already done. I believe God's word. I believe what he says about me, and I'm going to stand on his word until I see what he says. Hallelujah. I will continue to speak the word of God. I won't be moved. I'm not being moved. I'm standing on his word because God cannot lie. Do you realize that he can't lie? No matter what it is, God can't lie. If he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. He will do it and bring it to pass. When you stand on his word and believe, I believe you, Lauren.
That's right.
Just like Elder Dave was telling us today, just like you know your name,
right.
I believe the word of God.
Right.
You can't convince me my name is not Dora, because I know my name is Dora. You can't convince me that I'm not healed because God is my healer.
Yes,
you can't convince me that all my needs are not met because the Lord supplies all of my needs.
Yes.
And he cannot lie.
Right.
He cannot lie. He cannot lie. And we stand on the word of the Lord. So Psalms 103 and 5 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all of our iniquities? Who healeth all of our diseases? Who redeemeth our life from destruction? Who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies?
Yes.
Who satisfies thy mouth with good things,
yes,
so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Yes.
We are to bless the Lord.
Amen.
At all,
yes,
times.
Yes.
I bless your name, O my soul, and all that is within me.
Yes.
Bless your holy name.
Yes.
Psalms 8, 1 and 2. Let's go right there. Let's flip one page back. Psalms 8, 1 and 2. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. Because of thine enemies, thou hast mightest still the enemy and the avenger. What is he saying? I'm going to bless the Lord. And when I begin to bless the Lord and begin to praise the Lord, he gives me strength. I am strengthened.
Yes.
Why does he want me to bless him and praise? Because he brings me strength for the journey.
Right.
Elder Dave talked to us about peace for your journey. When I praise the Lord, I have peace for my journey.
Yes.
Why? Because he's making everything come out right for me.
Yes.
He always, always causes us to triumph.
That's
in
right.
Everything, when
yeah,
we can bless the Lord.
That's
when
right.
We can just stop and catch ourselves in the midst of situations and say, I'm just going to have to bless the Lord right here. Lord, I thank you.
Thank
I
you,
praise you. I magnify your word because it is forever settled in heaven. And I bless your name that I am the healed, protecting my health from sickness
thank
and disease.
Lord.
I bless you, Lord, because you're going to turn around, turn everything out and
yes,
make it come out right for me.
Yes.
I bless your name because I am your child. I will magnify your name because I am the redeemed of the Lord, and I say so.
Yeah.
I bless the Lord, and I thank you, Lord, because you said
thank
I'm going to have wealth and riches in my house. You said I will be prosperous. I will be the head and not the tail, and just begin to bless the name of the Lord. What he said, just bless the Lord.
Yeah.
That's all he said, bless the Lord.
Yes.
What does he want us to do? Lord, I bless you.
Yes.
When you look around and you want, where's everybody? Bless the Lord.
Bless
the Lord. Gangbusters, thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You know, I never saw the movie, but they were talking about the perfect storm where everything just came and lined up at one spot for that perfect storm to happen. Well, everything lined up today. This one had to do this and that and that. It lined up for that perfect storm to get us just to where the number that we needed to be,
yes,
so that we can now have gangbusters.
All right.
I said, thank you for that perfect storm.
Yeah.
Everything, the Lord knows everything. You know, he knows everything. Why things happen to get us to where we need to be. Okay. Well, he said, gangbusters. So I said, okay, Lord, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. Matthew's 21 and 16. Matthew's 21 and 16. We are talking about blessing the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. And said unto him, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, yea, have you never read? Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise.
Yes.
Perfect praise.
Yes.
When we begin to bless the name of the Lord, we have perfect praise.
Yes.
We praise the Lord. We bless his name. He said the babes, the children, the little ones, when they begin to praise the Lord, it's perfect praise to him. That's what he wants for us, to have that perfect praise. So usher his presence into your situations. Praise him in the midst of your needs. Praise him regardless of your feelings. Obey the word and praise him continually. When you don't feel like it, it's an act of honor when you begin to praise the Lord.
Yes.
Well, I just can't do it. It's an act of honor. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to praise you. God said, he that honors me, him will I honor. So just realize when you don't feel like praising the Lord, Lord, I'm going to give you this sacrifice of praise. I am honoring you with this praise, and you said you would honor me. Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I just wanted to this in my closing. You know, at graduation, there are levels of honor that's bestowed on those who have done good jobs.
Right.
It's cum laude, magna cum laude,
yeah,
and then summa cum laude.
Yeah.
So when you begin to give your friends high praise, that's laude, cum laude. Some folks are blessed and you're thankful for what they've done, so you give them the higher praise, which is magna cum laude. But God is the only one who deserves summa cum laude, our highest praise. So I said, come laude, I need your help right now. I'm giving you summa cum laude. I'm giving you the highest praise because you love me. You love me. You are with me always. And just take the time and say, I'm just going to bless the Lord. He says, do it continually. I'm just going to bless the Lord. I will continue to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. When you can do that and begin to praise the Lord and bless the name of the Lord, you confuse the devil because he said, I done threw everything at them that I could, and they still praise the Lord. What is wrong with those people? Hallelujah. Highest praise to our Lord. We give the highest praise, glory to God, because he alone is worthy. He alone is worthy of all of our praise, all of our glory. All the honor belongs to the Lord. Summa cum laude. I'm giving you the highest praise. Highest praise unto the Lord. I glorify you because you're worthy of all my praise. So when you get to yourself and things seem like it's just not right, just bless the Lord. That's what he said. Just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like to support this ministry, consider giving online. Text keyword RWOLFC to 77977 or through our free app. Search R Wolf C in the App Store. For more information, visit www.rwolfc.com for articles, blog posts, message references, and our monthly calendar of events.